Welcome to the Jazz Piano School podcast. My name is Brendan Lowe, creator and founder of Jazz Piano School. This show is for jazz pianists who are putting in the work, practicing, studying, listening, but still feel unclear about how everything is supposed to fit together. If you've ever felt like you're jumping between ideas without a clear path, let me tell you this, you are not alone. And the good thing is you're in the right place. Let's get into today's episode. All right, welcome to the Jazz Piano School podcast. Thank you so much for being here. My name is Brendan Lowe, creator and founder of Jazz Piano School. So thank you for your support. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your patience. I took a little break. I'm back. This is going to be an update on everything that's happened, and then I will return to your regular scheduled program with all my advice, my new podcast format, giving you all the great tips, tricks, and info, helpful info to make you a better jazz pianist. So, yeah, I took a little break. And the main reason for that is because, like the renovation of a room or a kitchen or a house or something that you want to make better in your life, you really have to tear down a lot of stuff first, right? It really doesn't get better. You can't just make it better. You can't just keep adding on. And that's what I had done for a decade. I built Jazz Piano School when I was super young. You know, in my mind, I wasn't young. I was like my late 20s, early 30s. Not many educational websites were around back then, about 12 years ago. Yeah, 10 to 12 years ago. And I didn't know what I was doing. I had literally no idea what I was doing, but I had a drive. I had a passion to teach. My students enjoyed my teaching, and I wanted to get it out there. I wanted to make it accessible to students like you and listeners like you so that you could access my education from my jazz piano experiences, my journey, and the systematic format and structure that I love teaching and helping you in. That was my goal. That was my mission. And here we are about 12 years later. I'm still going strong, right? But over the years, I accumulated a lot of stuff. I accumulated a lot of stuff inside the membership, inside the main public website. And it was like, a house that kind of keeps, you keep getting stuff, you keep adding to it, right? And I tried to clean it up. But you know what? The structure just never was right. The tech was never right. It wasn't easy. It made things really difficult for me to get things correct. And eventually, it started to become just like an overwhelming spot for education. And I got that feedback a lot. And it was very bothersome to me. It hurt me. You know, this is my baby. Like, Jazz Piano School is my baby. I love it. I will never abandon this. I'm going to be here forever. And I love jazz piano education. I love helping you. I love giving the gift of allowing you to reach your full jazz piano potential. I mean, seeing that in players and seeing their joy and freedom that they get when they learn how to do this amazing, beautiful craft is second to none in life. I mean, that brings me fulfillment. So I had to start over. And it was a huge decision. I had to literally tear down, essentially stop everything inside the Jazz Piano School membership. I'm talking about really the membership. So if you've never paid for Jazz Piano School before, it's great content, fantastic. But the organizational systems based on tech and what we were using, the platform, it was a nightmare, right? And so I had to stop and think about I need to set up a much easier system for myself, for my followers, for my audience, for everyone in the future, to be able to learn from me in a simple, clear, easy way. Because that's what I always strive for. The structure and teaching philosophies of my education, you know, I think are the best, honestly, in my opinion. They're very granular. I break things down to the T that you really don't see most teachers do, especially in jazz, when things can feel very elusive, nebulous, floaty, a lot of generalized educational terms being thrown out there to you with not much structured, helpful, meticulous advice, right? So I started over and I had to take a break. And what my team and I have done now is completely move off our old platform. Okay? So we have a brand new Jazz Piano School Academy. A brand new Jazz Piano School Academy, right? And I've rebranded the area as the Jazz Piano School Academy. And I'll tell you why in just a couple seconds. But the academy is now fast, fully functional, organized, step-by-step, clear, beneficial features, right? Modern features, notifications, messages. There's an app, right? Tracking on everything. Easy upgrades, easy course add-ons, anything you want. A fantastic, gorgeous community. It's absolutely everything I've always wanted, I've always asked for, and we finally have it. And I'm so pleased about that. And I'm so excited about it as well, because I honestly think it's going to transform everything. Like I said before, my education by itself was great. So many people said that, but they had a hard time utilizing the education inside the platform. Like, a lot of the issues I've always had with Jazz Piano School was mainly the tech and speed, and people said that, and it hurt retention. People didn't really want to stick around because they found it really difficult to use, which is so unfortunate, because I truly believe in my education. I stand by it 200%, and I'm confident when you use it, you will reach your jazz piano dream. I promise you, not within 20 years, not within 10 years, 6 months, right? Depending upon how much you practice, it could be within this year. You could literally get everything you want out of jazz piano. But unfortunately, like I just said, the tech really was a wall that was blocking students from doing that. So I'm happy to say that we have a new Jazz Piano School Academy. Now, this is essentially a membership type style community. And the academy is step number 2 in my new streamline process. Okay, so this is how what I was going to tell you about before and why it's very important that you realize the academy for what it is and where it fits into my streamline process. The other thing that was difficult was, well, the entirety of it was the organization, right? The whole organization of Jazz Piano School was pretty difficult. So for all the members and non-members listening, if you're a member, you'll realize this. If you're a non-member, good for you. You just entered into my circle at the most opportune time, right? So that's incredible. And very fortuitous for you, right? But the academy, the new Jazz Piano School Academy, now includes, like I said, all the things I told you about, and a beautiful community, new advanced tracks. So let me talk to you about this. My streamlined process for helping pianists is a 3-step process. I've made it very, 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 very easy. Okay? Right? So, step number 1. If you're new to jazz piano, or you feel like you've never gotten much of a foundation, or you've kind of plateaued, I recommend this really to all students, because it's a great starting point. It'll give you an assessment of exactly where you are, and it will fill all the gaps and holes in your playing and build the most solid foundation for you to advance and exponentially advance fast inside my education, not alone, just my education alone, but like outside in your playing as well, right? So it sets you up for success within my own educational structure, but it also will set you up for success in your own playing in so many different ways. Step number 1, the Proficient Jazz Pianist. This is a standalone course. The Proficient Jazz Pianist is a standalone course based off of the proficiency categories and elements that I had to learn and go through in college to advance into higher courses. This particular system helped me so much that I've now adopted similarities to what I had to do, and I've put it into my own structure, my own Jazz Piano School system, right? This is a 3-goal standalone course, okay? Very, very cheap by course means and for what you're getting. And the Proficient Jazz Pianist is literally meant to do that. It's meant to make you proficient in these elements, and there's 3 goals inside of it that you get all access to. Goal number 1, comping and voicings. Goal number 2, solo piano. And goal number 3, improvisation, right? These are the 3 most coveted goals that I've seen students ask for from me over the 25 plus years of me teaching jazz piano students in my entire life, right? Students always want comping, how to comp for themselves or in a band. This requires voicings, right? If you want to play music with others, you need to know how to comp, but you also need to know how to comp for yourself in solo piano. Goal number two, students come to me and they say, Brendan, I want to learn solo piano. And then they also come to me and say, Brendan, I want to learn improvisation, right? Everything else fits within those three goals. But you need a goal to stay on track, to move towards your goal, because one of the number one issues that I see students do is get lost and scattered and floundered because they don't have a goal. They don't know what they're practicing, why they're practicing it, and where they're trying to get to. The proficient jazz pianist solves all of those problems. You can choose any of the goals at any time. You can move back and forth. I don't recommend it. But depending upon your interest, if you're really interested in solo piano, you start with the solo piano goal. And in the proficient jazz pianist, it's giving you the highest priority proficient elements that you need to become proficient at to become an amazing jazz piano solo piano artist, right? Same with improvisation, same with comping and voicings. But the great thing about it is everything's really intertwined. Whatever goal you work on, it helps the other goals. So it's really very kind of gear-like, where if one gear is turning, you're actually turning the other gear unknowingly and getting better without even working on it. And that's why it's such a brilliant system. Now, this is a standalone course you can purchase. That's step one. I recommend this to every student to start. If you are interested or you think you are outside or more advanced than the proficient jazz pianist, let me say this. Soon I will be releasing some of the assessments and some of the final proficient assessments. And that way you can just do the assessment on your own. If you don't pass the assessment, then that tells you you need the proficient jazz pianist. Because I promise you, without testing out a proficiency in the certain levels and in the goals, there's a lot of levels within each goal. Like within the comp and voicings, you have six levels. Within solo piano, you have a certain amount of levels, right? So in each level, there's a proficiency test. If you can't test out of the proficiency levels, you most certainly cannot, should not, based on my professional opinion, okay, you can do whatever you want, obviously, but you should not be really going for more advanced material, because it's just like building a solid foundation. Everything on top will crumble. Nothing works. It's literally like a house with an unstable foundation. The whole thing will just fall apart. And that is the true reason why students rarely make a lot of progress, because they're bouncing around on YouTube. They're bouncing around even in paid memberships. You're bouncing around to different types of materials that you want to learn, that you're interested. It's great that you have interests. It's great that you want to approach these topics, but you need to take professional advice and stay within a lane based on what an instructor's telling you, right? And say, okay, you want to learn this? Well, this is what you really have to do first to build up your foundation to get to that point. Otherwise, this other advanced stuff that I know you want to learn and you want to master and play, that's never going to work, right? It's never going to work. So the proficient jazz pianist is step one. Now, if you feel like if you've tested out a proficient jazz pianist or one of the goals, right? Let's say you're just interested in solo piano. You can test out a solo piano and you can move into the Jazz Piano School Academy. The Jazz Piano School Academy. Now, this is where you connect and open up so many opportunities and doors to expand yourself and grow as a jazz pianist. The proficient jazz pianist is a standalone course you do by yourself. There's no community. It's just a simple, short, right, very, very in-depth course structure with three goals that really lead and guide you down a certain path, thus getting you ready to move into the Jazz Piano School Academy. This opens up the community, the Jazz Piano School community. Thousands of members now, right, inside of the Jazz Piano School Academy. And the platform, like I'm kind of raving about now, is so amazing and I'm so happy with it. But this is going to open up advanced tracks that follow the proficient jazz pianist. So the advanced tracks now get you into advanced materials out of the proficient jazz pianist. So you've tested out a proficiency. That's what I had to do in college. I had to test out a proficiency in these items. And then I got to go to advanced tracks, combo classes, advanced lessons with different teachers, advanced types of materials. And the same thing holds true here. In the academy, you get access to the advanced tracks for comping and voicings, the same thing, solo piano and improvisation. But it opens up all the specialty courses now. It opens up all of our mini courses, playbook courses, and live events. So you're in a full immersive community with live events from our teachers, coaching, new courses, new tracks, a full community to connect with, post, share your wins, and grow as a jazz pianist, right? And that's what the Jazz Piano School Academy is. And now with this new platform, it's better than ever. There's amazing gamification features built in, certifications, badges. And in all of this, it's working you up to grow. And so when you move into the academy, that's an upgrade. This is a membership. It's a subscription-based process where the Proficient Jazz Pianist is a one-off purchase. You would own that for life. But the academy is a community. It's a subscription. It's a community. So that would be your next step. Now, over the years, I've run a lot of live teaching programs, live coaching programs. And recently, I just finished my VIP coaching program that actually is a year-long program. So we're not totally done, but we're done with the intensive area of it because we break a little bit, becomes a little bit lighter for the summer for all of us. And based on what my VIP coaching students were telling me, they all needed a little bit of a break. So did I. And so I've run a lot of live teaching programs, and I've found that the live teaching programs have drastically made a difference on the jazz piano students that I teach. Now, here's the thing. When I was at school, at college for jazz piano, it was an immersive event, right? It was an immersive process, meaning I was at school, I was surrounded by teachers, I was doing things. I was held accountable. I had to go to classes. I was learning. You know, I had to submit submissions. I had to show my playing for a lot of people, right? Now, fortunately for me, I was able to go and do this, right? I was a young whippersnapper, 18 through 21 when I got my college piano performance degree, and that was fantastic. The money invested in that was a lot, okay? Over hundreds of thousands of dollars, right, to go to do that. And it was one of the best music schools, right, in the country, in the world, really. And the time that it took to do that was hours, right? Tens of thousands of hours, right? So I was there for 4 years, semesters, classes every single day. I don't expect anyone to do that, right? But the question is, how do you get a very, very in-depth, immersive experience that can replicate or simulate the amount of knowledge that I got in a better way for home students? And the answer is my accelerator program. So the accelerator program is a 6-month live coaching program that allows you with a minimal investment compared to what I paid for college, right? For 6 months to join a small cohort of students and focus in on one of the three goals or tracks that you might have gotten, that you would have gotten from the Proficient Jazz Pianist or the Jazz Piano School Academy, meaning comping or voicings, solo piano, goal two, or improvisation. Now, for those 6 months, you solely focus on that specific goal. Now, that doesn't mean you're just tediously working away at exercises. It just means that we're tackling a curriculum that's based off of that and is geared towards that particular type of goal, right? So with solo piano, I teach three different styles of solo piano. Style number one, cocktail style ballad playing. Style two is going to be slow swing, and style three is medium to fast. Now, each of those three solo piano styles has a different skill set, has a different structure, a different method that I teach that allows you to play in that style, right? So if you focus on solo piano for the 6 months, you get all three of those styles. For improvisation, the same thing holds true. There's a couple bullet points, right, of stylistic preferences and cornerstones that you would work on, and then that branches out into bebop, modern, or blues, which you can work on in the 6 months as well, along with the foundational improvisational elements. And then for comping, of course, I have my four-zone system that's broken down into the exact voicings that you use in all four zones of the piano, when to use them, how to use them, and then advanced voicings that you can use for comping, right? Now, this isn't just for a group. I really want to make this clear. When people hear the word comping, they think, oh, playing in a group, I don't do that. But listen very closely. For styles one, two, and three in a solo piano format, you need to comp for yourself. You need to be able to voice things for yourself and harmonize things. So goal number one, comping and voicings, directly translates into you becoming a better solo pianist. And a lot of the times that I see students fail at solo piano is because they're not good at their comping and voicings. So if you choose goal one, this is directly going to help you with goal number two. Anyway, the Accelerator Program is the final step of my streamlined process in Jazz Piano School, where you get to join the small cohort, and it's a six-month cohort. You're working and submitting videos to us, to instructors. You're getting feedback on your videos. You have coaching calls throughout the week. You have accountability. You're moving through a curriculum and submitting exercises to us. You're surrounded by other students doing the same thing as you. And you can join as many times as you want, right? Like I said, minimal investment compared to going to a music school, okay? But that's exactly why I created that, is because I wanted to give hobbyists the chance to get, I would say, in a way, even better, a better experience than a music school, because it's all directly focused on exactly what you need. You're actually getting more time with teachers, more feedback than I got, because a lot of times it was kind of watered down in different ways and it wasn't exactly where I needed help. So it's replicating the high level college curriculum and college experience. But again, like I said, for a minimal investment and much, much less time, you can accelerate your progress and make the most amount of growth possible. So that is the final step. Again, three-step process in Jazz Piano School now. Very streamlined, very easy. Proficient jazz pianist, I always recommend students start there. Number two, Jazz Piano School Academy. And number three, my Accelerator Program. Now, all the curriculum is developed by me. Everything has been recorded and developed and created by me. It's my entire jazz piano educational philosophies and teachings, right? And the great thing here, too, is that if you want more information about these programs, I have a new homepage for Jazz Piano School. Before, it was simple, right? But it didn't really grasp what you needed to know and where to start in my process. I didn't really even have a process. All of that has been reconstructed, and I've done this in the break that I took, right? So now you can go to jazzpianoschool.com. I highly recommend you check it out if you're a member or if you're a non-member, because even members had a hard time kind of discerning where to start, what to get. This is very well laid out and explained now. So if you go to jazzpianoschool.com, check out the new homepage, right? Check out the How It Works page. And it's going to show you and talk to you about the entire process. And it will allow you to, A, purchase the Proficient Jazz Pianist if you want to, if that's where you want to start, right? That's always step one. Or B, right now, the Jazz Piano School Academy has a wait list, because we're gonna be relaunching it to all my listeners, to my audience. And you can get on the wait list to get the exclusive details and the exclusive discount launch pricing, and be one of the first ones to access this new platform. Now, if you're a member, you will get free access already because you're a paying member. You're grandfathered in. Don't worry about that. But if you're not, you'll want to go sign up for that. And even if you've purchased courses in the past, definitely kind of get on this wait list too, because you might want to reconsider joining the Jazz Piano School Academy. So the Accelerator wait list is also available. We're going to be starting a new cohort probably after summer, September. And if you are interested in that, you'll actually book a call with me when we open it up, and I'll talk to you specifically, talk to you about your needs, and honestly, just try to help you decide if it's actually the right fit. I've actually spoken with a lot of students where it wasn't totally the right fit for them, and I was like, you know what? I really don't think you need this. Like, I think this might be too much. Like, once you get a couple of these components down, then maybe think about joining at that point. Now, it is open to all levels. I just want to say that. I'm not trying to like shy people away from that. It's not just for advanced students. We take all students, But some students, just depending upon what they're looking for, you know, I'm really trying to help put you in the program that's going to be the best fit for you at this current moment in time. And so that's why I have a call with everyone. And there is a little bit of an application to fill out so we can kind of gain some info and just more clarity on both of our sides to see whether or not it's going to be the right fit for you. Okay. So that's that. That's that. I'm feeling good. We tore down Jazz Piano School. We've rebuilt it, migrated all the content over, plus new content, new features, improved everything. And I'm going to be starting up my content again here with the podcast and the YouTube videos. Don't forget to check out jazzpianoschool.youtube.com/jazzpianoschool for the YouTube videos. And obviously, you can listen to the podcast here on any podcast platform, whatever you want. So I'm super excited. Thank you all so much for your support and your patience, I know I had to take a little break in order to balance everything because it was just impossible. It was impossible for me to get all this done, to demo my whole house, right? Practically, you know, kitchen, and rebuild it from the ground up. But that's what we've done. I'm super excited. If you have any questions, please let us know at any time. You can go to jazzpianoschool.com. There's a little contact button there, and you can contact us and ask us any questions. If you are interested, definitely go check out the homepage. You can purchase the Proficient Jazz Pianist right now and get access to the platform. The Proficient Jazz Pianist is actually hosted inside the Academy. So although you don't get access to all the other material inside the Academy, you do get access to the Proficient Jazz Pianist. You can go purchase that now. And when we open up the Academy and launch it, I highly recommend you getting on the waiting list. And you can get on the waiting list for the Accelerator program as well. And that's all done on our brand new homepage. That's it, everyone. Thank you guys so much. I will talk to you later, and so much great, great stuff to come. I'm so happy to release all of it. And honestly, I'm just happy that it's done. Oh my God. It's like, it was a lot of work, and we will continue to prove things too. It's not over yet, but we've done the majority and the bulk of it. So I'm really happy to be in the place that we're at. Hope you have a fantastic day. And as always, happy practicing.